hear you.
I just want to thank him.
Thank you,
what's
Lord.
In my heart right now. I want to thank him that this world
all over the world, they're stopping and they're talking bless about Lord. Jesus one way or another.
Bless
there are
Lord.
Those that are liking the fact that we're celebrating Christmas and celebrating the birth of Christ and rejoicing because of it.
Amen.
But there are those that are trying to destroy that. But Christ they're still talking about Jesus.
Bless
I'm so grateful that for this time of the year,
yes.
people think, well, you're a little bit crazy, but that's all right. I don't mind to be crazy right about Christmas. I wish it was in our hearts all year long. Yep. But
amen,
not.
Sister Sandy.
But I thank God that this time of year, it is in our heart. For those that don't believe and for those that do believe, I want to thank God for what's in my heart
ooh,
this morning.
Amen.
Save
yeah.
my soul.
Let the redeemed the Lord say so.
People say, well, you get up and you say that all the time. Mm-hmm. I do say it all the time. It's the greatest thing that ever happened
yep.
to me.
Yep. Amen.
The blessed thing that ever happened
yep.
to me. Because I'm on my way to heaven because of it. Amen. And thank God for it. It's not anything I did.
Amen.
What he did for me.
At the church
Jesus
today.
Born in this world. Do you know that lots of times we read the Bible, and I'm sure, brother,
bless
you,
the Lord.
You think about this too. We read bless the Bible and we think about it thousands of times and go over it a thousand times, and one day a little light bulb goes off and a word or a phrase means
right.
something. And this week we're reading about Emmanuel. God with us.
Yep. Amen.
God with us.
Yep.
Yep. He came down from his throne in man form and come to earth that we might have salvation. I am so grateful for that. Think
praise
about
the Lord.
The Almighty God.
Amen.
The one who created heaven and earth. Yes. All the things
amen,
the
Sister Sandy.
That hung the stars, hung the moon.
Amen.
Where they're supposed woo. To be. I thank God for that. I thank God for what he's done for me.
Thank you,
me,
Lord.
Again, it was repeated this morning. A nothing, a nobody. And yet he loved me
yes,
enough.
Did.
And he sent his son. He died for me.
So
I'm
enough.
So grateful for that. I don't show it enough. I don't live it enough.
Bless but the
I
Lord.
Thank God that he's willing and able to always forgive me for that.
Lord.
And for my shortcomings. I want to thank him this
amen.
Morning for everything he's
yep.
given me. I can't tell you every blessing.
Bless the Lord.
We don't have the time. And I'm sure I forget something. But I want to thank him this morning
amen.
For my church family. I want to thank him this morning
woo!
For his church.
Yes,
I want to thank him this morning for my pastor.
Amen.
I want to thank him for my pastor. Wife.
Amen.
I want to thank you for my Sunday school teacher.
Amen.
I want to thank
amen.
You for my brethren.
Help yourself.
Stand for the will and for the standing of God and his promises. I'm grateful for that
yes.
leadership. I'm grateful for the godly sisters that I have in this
amen,
church
sister.
That are willing to serve him. I'm so grateful
amen.
For everything that he has given me
yes.
and so undeserving and unworthy
have a
that
little church
I am.
Today.
But I just have to stand this moment and tell the world of a time and a place. That God saved
woo!
My soul.
Glory to God.
Or born of a car that I sought him out and I asked him to save me.
Amen.
He reached down, he picked me up, and he saved my soul.
That's what he does.
For a while there, I didn't really know what had happened to me, but I know I was different.
Been there.
I know the burden had rolled away.
Yeah.
I know
yeah.
I was no longer in sin. I know my soul was clean. It was pure. Now this is filth. This is filth. It's dying. It's rotting.
Bless the Lord.
That that lives within me is of God. That that lives within me is precious and pure.
Yeah.
And why he would place something like that
amen.
Within me, I don't understand. But one day I will. And I thank God that I have a promise that I'll be able to go and find
what
out.
Of
I thank the Lord this morning
us.
For saving my soul. I am
called.
So happy for Christmas.
Yeah.
I am so happy for
yeah.
the birth of Christ.
Yeah,
I am
man.
So happy.
Woo!
God loved us enough that he sent his son down to die for us. Emmanuel, God with us.
Amen.
I am
amen.
So grateful for that this morning.
Yep.
And I thank God for it. I can't thank him enough.
Woo!
I can't give him myself. And even when I offer myself, it's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing but a filthy rag.
Hallelujah.
But I give it all to him this morning.
Amen, Sister
and I thank Sandy. You for what he's done for me. And I thank you for the promises that lie ahead. Oh, Lord, I do love you.
Bless
forgive
Lord.
Me for what I
bless
am.
My sister.
And help me, Lord, that I might be better made for thee. In
yeah.
Jesus' name, dear Lord, I pray. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's exaltation. Amen.
Somebody else might want to praise
yes.
the Lord.
Right. Amen.
Stop you if you want to
yep.
praise the Lord this morning.
Amen.
The Lord or the other. Amen.
Yes.
Bless the Lord. Bless him. Bless her. Bless my sister, Lord.
Yeah.
Bless my sister, Lord.
Good. Good. Bless your heart.
Bless her, Father. Bless her.
I'm guilty of it. Trying to take care of everything.
Yeah.
All the time.
That's a mother.
When you're that strong to stop and let somebody take care of you.
Bless her, Lord.
I had any choice but to do that.
Bless Michelle, my sister. Bless her, Lord.
I don't know what I would do without the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Places in my life. I can't tell you how good my mama is, how thankful I am for her.
Amen.
She is so selfless and so giving. And every beck and call, she's right there with her. And I love her for that.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless her.
And Eddie.
Bless her.
I mean, it's pretty humbling.
Bless her, Lord. Bless my sister, Father.
But when you have your life part beside,
bless her, Lord.
And our marriage is part fixed.
Bless her, Lord.
That it is.
Bless her.
A man who loves me enough to bathe me with a hand to provide for our family when I can't help you do it. Children who love their mama enough,
yes,
to just continue to me when I can't get up and do
things. Bless her, Father.
My life is so blessed.
Bless her, Lord.
I know people,
hallelujah.
You know, the surgeries I've had, a brain surgery and then a joint replacement, and that's not easy physically.
Bless her, Lord.
But in the midst of that, I've been reminded greatly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, man.
Amen.
I love you for who he is to me. I love you for the time at Brotherhood Freewill Baptist. I will never forget walking out of that pew and not remembering being carried to the altar, not remembering specific things that I said.
Bless you.
He knew my heart.
Oh, yeah. Sure. He looks on the heart, yeah.
Yes.
Amen.
All
right.
Amen.
Michelle, good to see you today. I didn't really expect to, but I'm glad that he was able to make it today.
Yes, amen.
All right, let's take the Bibles this morning, if you would, and if you'll turn with me this morning to the second chapter of Matthew this morning, and I want to bring some stuff out of here this morning. New and old, the Bible said the Lord brings things out of our heart, new and old.
Lord bless you.
And we appreciate each one that's come today, and appreciate the good music provided by Brother Nathan, Sister Leah. Them Christmas songs, you know, they're hard to sing. A lot of them are, but she can hit them high notes with that violin that sometimes we can't hit with our voice, amen. And I love that kind of music. I just love to listen to it. And ministers to my heart, ministers to my spirit.
Yeah,
I think it's something kind of like that David played.
Yes, right.
And the Bible said the evil spirits left Saul. And and I believe that kind of music is of the Lord.
Yes.
Remember,
some music moves your soul, soles your shoes.
Yeah.
Some music moves your soul inside.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
That's God's music.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it ministers to that inside. All right, verse 1. The Bible said, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princesses of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that Amen. Shall rule my people Israel. Amen. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. And when they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding
yes.
great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary and his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed unto their own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee unto Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him.
Amen.
And when he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night, and departed unto Egypt, thinking to be seated. Our Father, we come this morning, and we do thank you, Lord, for the blessing, Lord, of the church. And Lord, we're glad that you gave yourself for the church. And Lord, we're glad that you have given your promise and your word that the gates of hell would never prevail against your church. And Lord, as we come around here this morning looking into the Word of God, Lord, we look here this morning into Matthew's Gospel, chapter 2. And Lord, we just pray that God open our hearts and help us to see what's there and more. And we do pray this morning, Father, for the lost that's here seated today in this building. And Lord, I pray that the Holy Spirit of God would visit our hearts, and God grant them repentance, and they'd be saved today by the grace of God. And we pray for those of us that are saved, and may we have joy in our heart like Miss Sandy had in her heart, thinking about what God had done for her. And Lord, we pray when we leave here just a little while that we can leave and say we've been to church today, we've met with the Lord. And we'll be careful to thank you for it, Lord, for we asked it all today in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Now, here's Matthew's account of the birth of the Son of God. Matthew gives an account, Luke gives an account. John doesn't mention it because he's speaking about Christ as the Son of God, and he doesn't show his earthly lineage or anything like that. Mark pictures a servant, and Mark, nobody cares about when a servant's born. They just want him to do his work. But here this morning, Matthew, in this account here, and these verses are so full of things that my heart is blessed. I know I have been reading them for over 35 years. Faithfully, I've read them before then, but I know faithfully for 35 years I've been reading and preaching from these sometimes at this time of the year, sometimes at other times of the year. But these scriptures are so full of things.
Amen.
You think you've already seen it, you think you already know it, and then God just continues to open up and show you more of the Word of God.
Right.
Now, it's in this scripture here every Christmas scene, every manger scene, ones you buy, the ones you see live, they all picture usually three wise men. Now, we don't know that there was three wise men. The Bible doesn't say that.
Right.
Probably was, because the Bible says there were three gifts. And we take it for granted that there was three wise men. One with a gift of gold, one with a gift of frankincense, and one with a gift of mirth. These gifts were for a prophet, a priest, and a king. Now, the Bible doesn't say here that Jesus was king of the church. It said he was king of the Jews. Yet we know Paul said in Romans that the real Jew is the one that believes on the Lord. So we know that he is king and he is coming king. Amen?
Yeah.
But Matthew talks a lot, not just in Matthew 2, but Matthew talks a lot in Matthew about wise people. Here he talks about three wise men. But in Matthew 24, he talks about the Lord coming back, and he said there's a wise servant there that he knows his Lord's coming, he works, he does, and the Bible said blessed is that servant. In Matthew 25, he tells about 10 virgins, 5 wise and 5 were foolish, he says. The wise, they prepared because the king was coming. But here in this chapter, we find three wise men. Now, I want to tell you today, in this world in which we live, we got a lot of smart men. They're smart, but we don't have a lot of wise men.
Yeah,
I want us to look here at these wise men. The Bible calls them that. I didn't say that. That's what the Bible said. They were wise men that came from the east. Now, I want us to look here at why these men were wise men. Well, I want to say, first of all, that they were wise enough to want to find Jesus.
Amen.
The Bible says here that these men came from the east saying, "Where is he that was born King of the Jews?" Now, you must remember today that there was a lot of people living on the earth then, not 7 billion probably like there is today, but there was a lot of people on planet earth. But the Bible doesn't say that there was others seeking the Lord. The Bible only says that these three wise men were seeking the Lord. Men don't normally seek the Lord. They run from the Lord. Anything that represents the Lord, they run from it. Anything that reminds them of the Lord, right, they don't go there. People don't go to church because that reminds them of the Lord. And they don't want to deal with it. People don't like to hear preaching because that reminds them of the Lord and they do not want to deal with it. They don't like this time of year because that reminds them of the Lord and they don't want to have to deal with it. People don't like good old gospel singing because it's about the Lord. And they don't want to hear that. They'd rather hear about the world. But here were three men that the Bible said were seeking the Lord. Dr. Benesius, the first man in the Bible there, Adam, the first sinner, he didn't want to see the Lord. The Bible said he was hiding himself. He wasn't looking for the Lord, Eddie. The Lord came looking for him. And he said, "Where art thou, Adam?" And he said, "I'm right here." And God found him and found Eve, but they wasn't looking for the Lord. It's been noted, and very well so, that the first men in the Genesis were saying, they were hiding from the Lord, and the Lord was saying, "Where are you?" But the first men in the New Testament are seeking the Lord and saying, "Where is he?" You and I ought to be seeking the Lord this morning and saying, "Where is he?" Now, there's people in the Bible that sought the Lord. We won't say there wasn't. We know that Job, in Job 23 and verse 3, that old patriarch Job, that old man of God, that old man that the Bible said was perfect and upright and eschewed evil, we know what all happened to Job. But we know in chapter 23 and verse 10, verse 3, Job said, "Oh, that I knew where I might find him." Job's looking for the Lord. I say, well, there Job is. He's looking for the Lord. He's a wise man. That he is. But he's not as wise as these men. You say, why? Because Job is seeking the Lord after he got sick. He's sick. He's had boils. He's had trouble. These men aren't sick. These men are not having any trouble as far as I know, and they're seeking the Lord. That's wonderful this morning if you seek the Lord at any time. If you get cancer and seek the Lord, praise God. If you lose your job and seek the Lord, praise God. If you get in trouble and seek the Lord, praise God. But my point is here that, Brother Eddie, these men were wise because they were seeking the Lord and there wasn't nothing wrong.
Amen.
It'd be good this morning. You say, "Brother Rick, everything's great with me this morning. Wonderful. I'm glad. I'm happy for you." But if you're not saved, you ought to seek the Lord this morning just because everything's so good. The Bible said the goodness of God, it ought to lead you to repentance. Then I think about, you know, Mary and Joseph. They lost Jesus. Remember that at 12 years old, they lost Jesus. And they were there at the Passover in all the festivity and all of the feast and all of the goings on. They lost Jesus. Let me just stop and insert a little note there. In all the festivities and all of the going on, be careful you don't lose Jesus. Amen. But they lost the Lord, but at least they went back and they saw him. Amen. Well, these wise men, they didn't lose the Lord. They haven't never found him yet. Amen. They're not seeking him because they lost him. They're seeking him because they want to find him. Amen. I'm telling you this morning, listen, if this morning you don't know the Lord, you ought to be seeking the Lord this morning. You'd be wise to seek the Lord before you got sick. You'd be wise to seek the Lord before you lose him. Amen. You say, "What do you mean lose him?" Oh, you know, like some folks that They get saved and then they something happens, sin, the devil, something happens and they get out of church and they get away from the Lord and all of that stuff. That's what I'm meaning this morning. You ought to seek Him before that happens.
Amen.
You know, in John 6 and 24, Jesus had fed some folks.
Right.
And the Bible said there in verse 24 that after that event had already happened, that these people took shipping and they came to Capernaum seeking Him or seeking the Lord. Now, these people were seeking the Lord. I'm talking about why these men were wise. They sought the Lord before that they got sick and got in trouble. They sought the Lord before they ever found the Lord. They were seeking the Lord. And then I want to say, they're like these people. They were seeking the Lord because of what He had did.
Right.
You say, what do you mean? Well, He just got through feeding everybody.
Amen.
Miraculously. Just got feeding everybody, 5,000 people besides men and women. He had just fed them with a few fish and a few loaves. Amen.
Amen.
I could use somebody that like that around my house. Amen.
Yeah.
So they were seeking the Lord. But they were seeking the Lord because of what He had done for them.
Right.
Amen.
Because of what He had done for them. He ain't done nothing for these wise men yet as far as any blessings like what we're talking about here.
Right.
And yet, Brother Eddie, they came seeking the Lord. They're not seeking Him because of what He did for them. They're seeking Him because of what He's going to do for them.
Glory.
And I tell you this morning, and we ought to seek the Lord. Wonderful to thank you, God, for what He's done for us. But I'll tell you, every now and then we just need to get up by ourselves and off to ourselves and not only think about what God has done. That might be a good launching pad. But get over into what God's going to do. What's God going to do? Oh, He's going to give us a new home. He's going to give us a new body.
Amen.
He's going to give us a world that has no devil.
Amen.
He's going to give us a world with no sickness, pain, or sorrow. A world with no tears. Every now and then we'll just be like these wise men and seek the Lord and praise the Lord for what He's going to do for us.
That's good.
Amen. Our chapter is so full of so many things. You see here in this chapter, I see several things here. You see, there is we often talk about the Christmas spirit.
Right.
Now, if we talk about the Christmas spirit, we're talking about the Holy Spirit.
You're right.
Yep.
We're talking about the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ.
Amen.
It's what we're talking about. And you'll find all the things in what we mean when we say that, you'll find it wrapped up in Christ.
Amen.
But please understand that whatever we have as a church and as Christians, the devil has an imitation.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And as you know, there is a spirit of Christmas that's of the world.
Amen.
It's not of the Lord. It's not the spirit of Christmas that we mean as a Christian when we talk about the spirit of Christmas.
Amen.
You say, where's that at? It's in this chapter here.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the spirit of Christmas that the world has, they want to kill the child. They want to get rid of the child.
All right?
Where's that at? Verse 13, last part. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him.
Mm-hmm.
You see, there's a spirit out there that wants your money, but they don't want your Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah,
you're right.
Amen.
Yeah.
They want you to come, but don't bring your Jesus with you.
Yeah. Amen.
Right.
That's the spirit of the world, Brother Eddie.
Amen.
They want to kill the child.
Yes.
That's that ACLU bunch.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's any bunch that doesn't want God involved in Christmas and all these things. So I turned the chapter.
Yeah. Yeah.
And can I tell you that worldly spirit, they're troubled about all this.
Bless Him, Lord.
Say, where's that at? Verse 3.
Right.
Bible said He was troubled and all Jerusalem with Him.
Amen, brother.
Can you imagine anybody getting upset, going to get a lawyer, paying out millions of dollars because of a baby out there on the lawn in a manger?
Yeah. Amen, brother.
That ain't even real. That's plastic. You say, what is that? That's the spirit of the world.
Yeah.
That's the way the world looks at it. This thing about Christmas bothers them. I heard this week passing through a place, and they had a TV on there, and I heard passing through that they were giving somebody somewhere trouble about a Christmas play that they were trying to do, and they didn't want them to do it because it mentioned Christ or mentioned the Christmas story.
Right.
They didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
Well, how silly.
Yeah, right.
Charlie Brown.
I mean, do you even know what Christmas is?
Amen.
The world don't.
Nope.
Amen. The world don't. People say, I love Christmas. Oh, you love Jesus then.
Right.
Amen, brother.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't mean that. I love all that goes along with Christmas.
Yeah.
Well, you can love that, but you should love Jesus first.
Yeah. Amen.
Right.
Amen. The world don't love Jesus, Brother Eddie.
Yes.
Right, brother.
This is the spirit of the world here. Just some little things here I give you this morning. And then you see, the world gives gifts because someone else gives one.
You're right.
You say, where's that at? Well, we find that in the thing of Christmas. You see, these wise men are given a gift.
Amen.
Why are they given a gift? Because God gave one.
Yeah.
Now that's the right spirit of Christmas. To want to give because God gave. See?
Amen.
But you see, the thing that makes that different from the world's way of giving is God gave a gift because He loved the world.
Amen, brother.
The wise men brought a gift because they loved the Christ child.
Amen.
And you see, a gift that's given because somebody give you one that has no love in it is not like the giving in Christmas.
Amen. Amen.
You know, don't sit there and look pious with me. You know, like that bag you keep back there in the back.
Yeah.
You know, and just in case.
Bless Him, Lord.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
So, Brother Rick, it's Christmas. I know, but I don't preach no different Christmas than I do any other time.
Amen, brother. God bless you.
If I did, I'd be a hypocrite. I'd be somebody bought. Amen.
Amen.
I don't want to be a hypocrite, brother. I don't want to be bought.
Bless you, brother.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you, Lord. You see, did you know that in Revelation 11, you need to read that.
Amen, brother.
And boy, all the wording there in Revelation 11 and verse 10.
Yeah.
Listen to the wording there and see if you don't draw a connection between some kind of Christmas.
Yeah.
And they dwelt upon the earth, and they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them.
Mm-hmm.
And to them is the two men that just got killed, prophets of God.
Yeah.
And make merry and send gifts one to another because these two prophets tormented them and dwelt on the earth. Now there, you can't deny that there's something like Christmas going on there.
Amen.
They're sending gifts to each other.
Yeah.
Amen.
But it's not like the real Christmas. You say, why? The real Christmas, we're not doing it because somebody died. We're doing it because somebody's born.
Amen.
And then Jesus is born. Amen.
Woo.
I'm telling you, listen, the world has a messed up kind of a Christmas. Amen.
That's right, brother.
You see, the Christmas of the world, it's all involved with money.
Amen.
Amen.
They get merchandise.
Well, this Christmas involved money because they had to buy that stuff they bought. That's high-priced stuff.
Right.
That's high-priced stuff. Amen. So I'm not saying that there's not money involved in Christmas. I'm not meaning that. But what I'm saying is that the way the world looks at it, no Christ anywhere.
Right.
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 It's just all about the sales and the retail.
Yes.
And all of that. I mean, nobody's going to come on Fox News or CNN after Christmas and say, well, thank God for Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
Right.
Because of Him, our sales are out the roof. They don't care nothing about Jesus.
Amen, brother.
Amen. The world has their own kind of a thing, but it's not the same as what we have. Amen.
Right.
You see, the world, look here. The world, verse 5, Herod asked these people, and they said unto him, he's going to be born in Bethlehem of Judea, because it's wrote in the Bible, and the prophet said it. You say, what's that saying? The world, they knew about him.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
They knew about him. They knew he was going to be born.
Right.
But they didn't care nothing about him.
Race.
They knew about him, but they didn't know him. Are you with me?
Yes, right.
You see what I'm saying? And by the way, let me say this. Thank God for this King James Bible.
Amen!
Amen.
Woo! You see why? Because it protects the virgin birth.
Yes. Amen!
Yes.
Amen!
Amen!
If you're here today and you have an NIV,
bless you, Lord.
I invite you to turn over.
Yeah.
To chapter 2.
Yeah.
In Luke's gospel.
Yes. Right.
And read verse 33.
Yeah.
You say, what's it say in verse 33? Well, in my Bible, it said that Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. You say, what's NIV say?
His father.
It said, and his father.
Yeah. Yeah.
His father's not Joseph.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
You see, God, he watches over Christmas.
Yeah. Amen.
God guards Christmas.
Amen, brother.
You say, what do you mean? God takes that Bible and he guards the virgin birth.
That's yes, right.
Right.
But the NIV, it could be the Word of God.
Bless you, Lord.
Right.
Because it does away with the virgin birth.
Amen.
Amen. It makes you think Joseph is his father. If Joseph, his father, take the trees down, get rid of the wrappings, I forget about anything to do with Christmas because there is no Christmas if Joseph's his father.
Amen.
But thank God, Jesus, I was birth of God himself.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
You see, the Lord gave Christmas.
Yes. That's right.
God so loved the world, he gave.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord gave. The Lord guards it.
Yeah.
You say, what do you mean? Well, look there in verse 13. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, take the young child, his mother, and go down into Egypt.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
He's guarding Christmas.
Yes.
Right. Look at verse 12. And being warned of God, that's these wise men, being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod.
Amen.
They departed another way. You say, what's that? God's guarding Christmas.
Amen. Bless
you, brother.
If God wasn't guarding the real Christmas,
right,
the world would have done away with it a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Yeah,
they like it right there.
They might have a winter solace.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
They might have something else, you know, to keep trying to get the sales out and the money in and all that.
Yeah.
But if they could have their way, they'd do away with Christmas. I'm more for it than ever have
Woo!
Been.
Amen.
You say, why? Because the world wants to do away with it. Amen. Anything the world wants to do away with, that is your red flag. That is your red light.
Yeah.
But you better hold on to it with everything you can.
Amen.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. Amen.
You do know they want to do away with the Bible.
Yes.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
They'd like to believe that.
They want to keep all the others, but they want to do away with that.
Yeah, that convicts them.
Amen. It's a season to be jolly, amen.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
That's my brother, Lord.
But once you look here at these wise men, let me say this, that God guides to Christmas.
Yeah.
How them wise men get to where Jesus was? God guided them there.
Yeah.
Why did God have there? Wrong spirit.
Amen.
Right.
Why didn't he guide them other men there that they knew where he was at?
Woo!
Wrong spirit. You see, people that really want to find the Lord for the right reason,
amen, brother.
God will get you to him.
Sure will.
But if the only reason you want to know about Jesus is so you can ridicule the church and run down the Bible and talk bad about God, he ain't going to help you find him.
Amen.
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 You say, why? Because you're wanting to harm. You're not wanting to love him. You're not wanting to worship him.
Yeah.
You're wanting to harm him. God ain't going to help you find him. But thank God, listen. The Bible said these wise men,
yeah,
you know, they had been looking for the Lord a long time.
Lord, brother.
The Bible says that they'd been looking for him for a while. Now, why some people believe they've been looking for him for as long as 2 years, because if we do a correct manger scene of Matthew's account in chapter 11, we don't need a manger, we need a house.
Right. Amen.
Right.
Because the Bible said when they were coming to the house.
Right.
Right.
He's not a little baby no more, he's about 2 years old.
Yeah.
Amen.
Took him a while to find him.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
Took him a while to find him, Brother Eddie.
Amen.
But you know why they were so wise? They just kept on looking for him.
Bless you, Lord.
They wouldn't stop. They kept looking for him. They were wise to do that. Amen.
Amen.
You say, what to do? Well, this angel, this star, whatever it was, I guess they just kept looking up to you.
Amen.
You're looking for the Lord? Just keep looking up.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Just keep looking up. Yeah. I'll tell you something else they were doing. They were not just looking up. They were looking in that book.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yep.
You say they didn't even have a King James Bible. No, they didn't have it, but they had the Old Testament.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
And did you know in the book of Numbers, chapter 23, it told them about that star.
Amen.
And did you know with Micah, the old prophet Micah, yep, that he said in chapter 5, he said, O thou Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands, yet out of thee shall he come forth.
Amen.
That is to be a ruler to me. You know how they knew that? They had been in the book.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Best way to know him is to get that book.
Amen.
I believe it says that the scriptures will make you wise.
Yeah.
Under salvation.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
They looked at the right place. Why was they in Bethlehem instead of somewhere else?
Amen, brother.
Because they read the Bible, and the Bible said he's going to be in Bethlehem.
Amen.
That's why they wouldn't some other city, some other place. The Bible told them where he's going to be at.
Glory, brother.
I was trying to find the Lord. I tell you, first place I'd start is a good Bible-believing church.
Amen! Thank you, Lord.
Where some folks loved him and believed in him. You say, why would you go there? I'd go there because the Bible said we're two or three together, he'd be in the
midst.
Amen. I'd go somewhere where they honored his word and taught his word and preached his word.
Amen.
You say, why would you go there? Because the Bible said he watches over his word. He'll be there watching over his word to see that it's performed.
That's right. Amen.
They kept looking for him. The right place.
Amen.
Here's where a lot of people go wrong.
That's good, Brother Rick.
You say what? A lot of people looking for the Lord, they never find him.
Yeah, get carried away.
But you see, they were asking the right people.
Amen.
There you go.
You say, what do you mean? Matthew 2, verse 2 said, they said, where is he that was born king of the Jews?
Woo!
You know who they're asking? Jews.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord, brother.
Amen. They're asking these Jews, where's he at?
Yeah.
If I was trying to find the Lord, I wouldn't ask somebody that wasn't saved and didn't know more about him than I did.
Amen.
If you ask lost people about how to be saved, they're going to tell you everything in the sun.
Amen.
Because they're not saved.
Right.
They may even tell you you can't be saved. They may tell you you have to be baptized and join the church.
Yeah.
They may tell you you have to take the sacraments to find the Lord. I wouldn't ask somebody that didn't know the Lord. I'd ask somebody that knew who Jesus was.
Amen.
I'd ask some old saint of God that in the way had God all over him.
Amen.
And I'd say, where'd you find the Lord at?
Glory! I bless you, Brother Rick.
Amen.
Glory to God.
If I was having trouble in my marriage, I wouldn't ask somebody who had never been married.
Right.
Bless you, Lord.
Yep.
Can you help me out here?
Yeah.
Bless you.
My brother, he attended church down in the other side of Bowling Green for a while. He called me and my wife one night and he said, I want y'all to come down. We're having a marriage seminar. He said, I want y'all to come down. And so we drove down there to the marriage seminar. And the title for that particular night was How to Put the Fire Back in Your Marriage. Had some little young guy up there, probably hadn't even shaved yet. I don't know if he's even married or not. And he's trying to tell me how to maintain my marriage. I mean, I hate to say it, but you know, I just didn't get much out of it.
Amen, brother.
It's a good time to trim your fingernails.
Yeah.
A lot of outlines and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But about 6 months after that, I was called a revival up over in the church Eddie used to pastor.
Yeah.
I was called a revival up there, and there was an old man and woman. I believe it was old Mr. Bailey and old Brother Bailey and old Sister Bailey. They sat about where Penny and them sitting there, and the only way she could have got any closer to him was to sit in his lap.
Amen.
They're 90 years old.
Amen.
They called on them to sing a song. They held hands and come up there and sung a gospel song. They went back and sat down. And I said, there's the people I want to go teach the marriage seminar I go to. It's somebody that's been married for 60 years. They know what it's all about.
Amen.
Amen.
My brother called me the next night. He said, y'all coming back? I said, no. He said, how'd you like it? I said, well, I guess it works. He said, what do you mean? I said, well, the title of the thing was How to Put the Fire Back in Your Marriage. And before we got halfway to Glasgow, we was battling fire and in a fight.
Amen, brother.
So what I'm saying is, you ask somebody that don't know what they're talking about, it's going to mess you up more.
Amen.
Ask somebody that's been saved.
Amen.
Live like they're saved.
Yeah, that's right.
Talks like they believe they are saved.
Amen.
None of this stuff, I hope I'm going to make it. I think I might make it if I hang on. None of that stuff.
Right.
Wow.
Somebody, boy, when you ask them, the tears swell up in their eyes.
Glory.
Yep.
They say, let me tell you about it.
Yeah.
Glory.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Yep. Amen. So they kept looking, Jack. Mm-hmm. And they found him. They found him.
Hallelujah.
Can I tell you that when they found him,
yeah.
The Bible said they found him after 2 years, probably. When they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother. Notice how the Bible always emphasizes his mother.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, like I was talking about over in that NIV, they talked about Mary, how that Joseph and Mary brought forth a child. Now, the other way says that his father and Mary brought forth a child.
Yeah.
Now, it's interesting what the Bible does. The Bible's an interesting book. You know it's
Amen.
Got God on it.
Amen.
You know God wrote it.
Amen.
Why? Because if Nathan and Stacy were going to have a child, yes or not? But if they was going to have a child, and when that child was born, and the church put on a baby shower for it, and they made up cards and sent it out, It would say, we're going to present Brother Nathan and Sister Stacy's young child.
Yep.
The Bible doesn't say that.
Right.
Yes.
You say, why? Because the Bible never wants you to get the idea
right.
Amen.
That Joseph is the father of that child.
Amen.
Never.
Amen.
Never.
Amen.
No begotten do it.
See, these other virgins say a young maid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. You be a young maid, still not be a virgin.
Yes, right.
All right.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
But the Bible says,
yeah,
a virgin shall conceive.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's miraculous. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
So they found this child, and they were very wise in what they did when they found him. You see, Herod wanted to find the child, but Herod wanted to kill him.
Yeah. Right.
Today. Judas found him, but he wanted to sell him.
Amen.
But these wise men were very wise. Brother Eddie, and that they found the child, and what did they do? The first thing they did was they fell down.
Yes, right.
Woo! They fell down.
Amen, brother.
Amen. They fell down. Before this child. It says they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down before him. You say it's just a baby, yeah, but there ain't no baby been like this before, and there ain't going to be any after this since. That baby was God.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great is the mystery of godliness.
Bless you, Brother Rick.
How that God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, believed on in the world, received up in the glory.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Great controversy.
Right.
Think about that.
Can't explain it, but you better believe it.
Amen.
It's like the Trinity. You can't. Somebody said if you tried to explain the Trinity, which is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, if they're all one, if you try to explain that, you'll lose your mind.
Right.
But if you don't believe it, you'll lose your soul.
Amen.
Amen,
brother.
Amen.
Yeah,
that's good.
Well,
that's the way this here is. They saw this young child.
Yeah.
They recognized this child. They knew what it was.
Yeah.
And they fell down. But they didn't just fall down. They worshipped him.
Amen.
They worshipped him.
Glory, brother.
Amen.
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 They were wise because when they found him, they worshipped him. That's what you and I will do.
Yes, brother. Yes.
Look, verse 11. They presented unto him gifts.
Amen.
They were wise enough to give their best treasures to him.
That's right.
I always think about this about Christmas time. Preaching down over in North Carolina. First time I'd ever been there. Church is way up on the top of a mountain. I'm staying way down at the bottom in Irwin, Tennessee. Brother Bob said, "Preacher, it's too far for me to drive down there." Said, "I got an old brother named Homer. Said he'll come by and pick you up." I said, "Okay." Old brother Homer come by and picked me up that morning. I kept watching out of the little motel room, and I seen this old man pull up an old car, and he looked like a Homer to me, so I went out there. I said, "You here to pick me up?" And he said, "You the preacher?" I said, "Yep." I said, "Go right get in." I went around and got in this old car, and we started up this long drive, 35, 40 minutes up the mountain. And from the time we got in, I shut the door. Homer never did stop talking. He talked all the way up the mountain. I mean, if I wanted to talk, I couldn't. We come over the mountain there in Bob's church. It's just over the mountain. We come over the church, and I see a little brick church there, a big sign out front, Spring Creek Church, and Homer just keeps going. I said, "Homer, ain't that the church?" He said, "Yeah, but I ain't done talking yet." So we drive all the way down the mountain, all the way back up the mountain. They start their service, and Bob said, "Anybody got anything to say?" And whole Homer stood up on the first row right where Nathan sat, and he stood up. He said, "Well, this week's Jesus' birthday."
Amen.
And then he turned around and looked at everybody and said, "So what do you got your hand out for?" Wow. Yeah. That's the way mountain people do.
Amen.
We got back in the car and started. And as soon as we got in, I put my seatbelt on because I didn't like Homer driving that good. I put my seatbelt on and he started the car up. And he said, "Well, I talked away all the way up the mountain. You can talk all the way down." I loved old Homer. He's a good old fella. He's home with the Lord for Christmas now.
Amen.
Amen. But I said all that to say this. You know, the least offering that we'll probably receive all year, most of the time, will be today.
You're right.
Did you know the least Sunday school offering, the least mission offering that we'll get all year will be today? You say, "Why is that, Brother Rick?" I guess we spend his money. Amen.
Amen.
What I'm saying is, here's what I'm saying. Here's my point. I don't know what you give to the church. I know what you ought to give. You ought to give a tithe. That's what the Bible says. That's how I know that, because that's what the Bible says. But here's what I'm saying. I don't know what you give. It's between you and the Lord. But if I was going to give something to the Lord, I'd make sure I give extra this week. This ought to be our largest offering of the year.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
Passively. Seriously, folks, I don't know. Many years ago, God brought that truth to my mind. And whatever more I can do, I want to do it. If I'm going to do it, I want to do it now.
Amen.
You say, why? Because this is, they say he's probably not born December 25th. Probably not the day he's born. It's the day we celebrate.
That's right.
So I want to give my best that I can give to the Lord. Amen. I want to bring my best gift to the Lord, monetarily speaking. And then my best gift is my soul.
Yeah.
And I gave that to him a long time ago.
Amen, brother.
Right.
Amen. And if you give $1 million this morning, and I wouldn't be against it. But if you give $1 million this morning, you're lost. You still haven't given God your best gift.
That's right.
Amen.
He didn't die on the cross for $1 million. He didn't die on the cross for any amount of money. No, sir. He freely came and died on the cross, and he done that for one reason, that people might be saved.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
I mentioned last week about this thing, you know, of Calvinism sweeping the country. And I want to make sure that my people's aware of what it is. It's a belief that teaches that some people can be saved, other people can't.
Right.
That God elected from the beginning of all time.
Predestined.
That God elected that Eddie would be lost and Nathan would be saved.
Yeah.
And that nothing Nathan could do could keep him from getting saved, and nothing Eddie could do could cause him to get saved. Mm-hmm. I was there with Scott this morning. I was studying a little bit there this morning. You see, the people that teach Calvinism, they teach that when the Bible says whosoever, that it's speaking about the whosoever that's been elected.
Right.
That's what they teach. I'm not lying to you. That's what they're saying. It just come to me this morning, because I believe in the law of first mention.
Amen.
It just come to me this morning. I wonder where that first whosoever is in the Bible.
Right.
And I got a little Franklin concordance out, and I punched it in, whosoever. Bam! It comes up in Genesis 4. And the first whosoever in the Bible is whosoever slays Cain, that vengeance will be upon him. Now, did that mean just a few people and others could slay Cain and it not bother, God wouldn't bother him? No, sir. Whosoever, men, whosoever.
Yeah. Amen. Right. Right. Yep, that's right. Yep.
Proverbs 20 said, wine's a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Now, is that talking about just a few people, or is that talking about everybody?
Everybody.
Well, so much for that. What I'm saying is that this gift that God gave for the whole world.
Yeah. Unspeakable.
Amen. Amen. It's not for a few, it's for the whole world.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
That's
a problem. He died for everybody.
Amen.
The gift's there. If you want to receive it, you can receive it.
Woo!
Yeah. You don't want to receive it, you ain't going to ever know what you have.
That's right, Brother Rick. That's right.
Wise enough there. Let's hear it. I'm done. Verse 12. Somebody said you was done about 30 minutes ago and just didn't quit. But here in the Matthew 2, verse 12, I love that last part. So
yeah.
They departed into their own country.
Another way.
Woo!
Yeah. Amen.
They were wise enough to let God change them.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, Brother Rick.
Amen.
Amen.
They would say, well, I don't want to get saved because the Lord will change everything.
Yeah, for the good.
I wish he's wise enough this morning just trust him.
Amen. Amen, Brother Rick.
I wish he's wise enough this morning just bring your best gift up here
Amen.
To the Lord and offer it there to the Lord
Amen.
And let him change it.
Amen, Brother.
I promise you, if you bring your best gift to the Lord and let the Lord change it, I promise you that you won't ever be sorry for it.
That's right, Amen. Brother. That's right.
Amen.
Amen to that.
And Eddie, if I had the money, the means, the opportunity to go to people that have been saved and knew the Lord and find somebody, them getting saved made them worse.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe I could find
them. Yeah, impossible.
No.
Some made it better. Some's made it better because they yield more to the Lord.
Right.
But have you ever known anybody that sin made them better? You ever know anybody that the devil just made them a better person? No, you haven't. Because it's not.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. There were some wise fellas. The Bible said there's wise.
Yeah.
Amen. A lot of people are educated, smart in the world we live in. But they're not really wise.
Right.
The Bible said the world by wisdom, worldly wisdom, they knew not God.
Amen.
Right.
The Bible said in Romans 1, that professing themselves, they said they were wise. The world professing their self to be wise. Became fools. But God said these men were wise.
Amen, Brother Rick.
Lord, I thank you this morning for liberty to preach.
Thank you, Lord.
Best gift that any preacher could receive outside of the Lord Jesus is for God to just bless him in his preaching and let him enjoy his preaching. And you've given me that this morning, and I appreciate it. Lord, I pray that not only I have enjoyed it, but I hope that others have got some truth from it.
Yeah.
And I pray this morning, Lord, that if there's lost people here, that God would allow them to be vested by the Holy Spirit right now. And he'd speak to their heart like he spoke to my heart. He'd pull upon their heart like he pulled upon my heart. He'd convict them like he convicted me many years ago. And I pray that they'd make a very, very, very wise decision. They'd come seeking the Lord. They'd come, Lord, and they'd find you. They'd be willing this morning to turn loose of the very best gift that they have to give, the only gift you really want, is their lost soul. Would you help them today, Lord, on this Sunday morning, I pray. We'll thank you, give you all the praise. We want you to have all the praise, all the glory. We pray they'll come, Lord, in Jesus' name. We ask it all. Amen. Amen. Let's stand this morning. If you need to come, you come today.
Yes, Lord.
And then you come.
124. Our sacrifice, that's our offering, that's giving ourselves a living sacrifice to the Lord. Those of you that are not saved this morning, boy, did God ever love us. He gave His only begotten Son. Calvin's got a little son back there that's born this year named Corbin. Oh, he loves that little boy. His wife loves that little boy. I mean, that's their world now. I got the Christmas card, had Ben, that little boy in there. They love that little boy. Calvin loves me. Calvin loves his nanny. Loves his mom and dad. He don't love none of us enough to give up little boy.
Yes, you're right.
No, sir. He wouldn't give up little boy to die for anybody.
Yep.
Loves him.
Yep.
Loves him. God loves you so much that He gave His only begotten Son, because that was the only way you could be saved. If there'd been another way, He'd done another way. He wouldn't have gave it for it. That's the only way. You're here this morning. My what a gift God has offered to you. To not receive that gift is really a slap in the face of God. If you know you're lost, you come to realize that. You know if you're dying today, we're all dying a little bit of time. If you die without God, you spend eternity in hell. But God loved you so much, He didn't want you to go there. I wonder this morning if the lost people in this room, I didn't say if, I said if the lost people in this room, there's lost people in this room. I wonder today if you'd make one of the wisest moves you've ever made in your life. Lift your hand and say, "Preacher, pray for me. I'm lost. And I know I am. I want to be saved. I want to know that I'm saved. I want to know that I know that I know." I wonder if there's somebody this morning just lift their hand up and say, "Preacher, pray for me. I'm not saved. I know I'm not saved. And God knows I'm not saved. And I'm just going to lift my hand up. Just want you to pray for me." Is anybody like that today? Anybody willing to do that? God bless that hand. God sees you. Thank you. Somebody else today.
Thank you, Father.
Just lift their hand up and say, "It's time for me to get saved. God gave His Son. God gave the best gift. I need to be saved." Someone else like that today. You've done a very wise thing.
Thank you.
I ask you, as we sing another verse or two, that you'll do something even wiser. You'll come to the Lord. Say, "Lord, I'm bringing all of God. I'm coming just as I am without one plea, but that Thy blood was shed for me. O Lamb of God, I come. If you'll have me, Lord, I'll have you." Do that this morning. If you didn't even raise your hand, that you need to come today. Father, please help in these next few moments. Lord, may the Holy Spirit of God make us all of us here today that's saved, make all of us here today feel how important this is.
Amen.
certainly we pray you'll help them what grace they have. Others that should have been did, but you'll help them to see how they're going to use. Help them to come just trust in Christ. They'll not be perfect. They can't live good enough to get there. If they did, he wouldn't have come here. I pray they'd come, give them a time and a place. They'll come this morning and say, I'm going to believe the gospel of Christ, that he came, was born, he lived, he died for me, and he rose from the dead. And I'm believing the gospel to save me. Today, I pray you'll help them come in Jesus' name.
Help them to get saved.
Amen and amen as we say, come.
Truly did for mankind, Lord.
Yes.
Help us, God, to be reminded of that daily.
This
Lord, that one who raised their hand, I pray, God, you will continue throughout the day, Father. Continue, Father, to keep conviction on them. Father, give them revelation today. It's so easy to get saved.
Help
them and bless them today in that, Father.
Make a decision,
those,
Lord,
Father, are here today, Lord, know the true meaning of salvation. I pray they'll rejoice in it. Thank you. Praise you for the message. Thank you for the messenger today.
Yes.
We ask God that you'll take it, use it, that it continue to do its work throughout the day and the days to come. We praise you and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Pray for Brother Nathan tonight. He's preaching. And he'll come out here this afternoon service with us. And we're looking forward to what God might say to us in this afternoon service. I want to have a word on anyone's heart today.
Brother Eddie, I'd like to thank the Lord. God for saving me, being here today. I prayed for this service here this morning, 4 o'clock. Prayed yesterday morning, 4 o'clock. I do believe God visited us today.
Yes, appreciate it.
Sure has been a blessing to be here, to know the great truth. I've been told here today. I still remember when I came to this church and I was lost, drunk, without God, without hope in the world. I remember hearing the message. I remember hearing the hope in the message that there was hope for me. I was kind of like that woman with that issue of blood. I realized if I could just get to Jesus, I could get some help. And
amen.
I'm glad, praise God, he gave this old drunk some help, saved me April 27, 1988. I haven't got over it. I don't know how anyone could get over it, but I'm enjoying being saved. And
amen.
I like to see everybody get saved. God's the only one I know can save.
Yeah.
Whatever broke, he can fix it. If you can just get to him,
right,
he'll help you. Appreciate my pastor today.
Amen. Bless you, Brother Eddie. Somebody else for the
blessing. Here's on altar.
Blessing, Lord.
Blessing.
Amen. Bless his heart.
Last few years, blessing,
Lord. Blessing. Bless my brother.
Oh boy, I got this here.
Yeah, man.
Bless you, Lord.
Thank you for bringing that back to me.
Amen. God bless you, brother. Bless your heart.
Hallelujah.
I like what he said. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen, brother.
Bless y'all.
Bless you, Jesus. Bless your heart.
Yeah. thank you for everything you've done for us.
Amen, brother.
Amen. Thank y'all for everything you do for us.
Amen. I like what he said there. He said, I can't thank him for everything. If I did, we'd be here forever.
Yeah, right.
Amen.
Yep.
That's what heaven's
yes,
for.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Amen.
Yep.
Somebody else. Bill.
Brother Rick, I just want to thank the Lord for everything he's done.
Bless him, Lord. Bless him.
You know, if y'all didn't get a basket or a sack, you know, I just run out.
Yes.
It's just a token that I love you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Makes you want to give.
Because I missed one Christmas.
Bless your heart.
You know. And I just, the Lord was good enough for me.
Yeah, Brother Bill.
Another chance.
Amen, brother.
I'll just do this for
yeah. Well, Zach is a half of my good.
Amen. Amen. Bless you,
brother.
Bless you, brother.
Amen. It's good.
People like
it. Yeah, it's good. Anybody else?
Jerry. Brother, I'd like to say.
Whoa. Yeah.
It's good to be here, ain't
it? Amen.
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 Woo! I want to thank God for the brothers that went out passing out fruit, knocking on doors, and saying, we invite you to church.
Amen, brother.
You talk about somebody loving you.
Amen. Woo!
They come to my door, and I'm so thankful for it.
Amen.
But the main thing, they went down through there saying, give
out
that fruit and saying, come to church.
Amen.
Woo. Amen. That's glorifying God.
Yes, sir. That's good. Yes. Amen. Yes.
I
want to
thank the Lord for saving me.
Amen. It's
a show. I hadn't told a whole lot of people, but first of this year, the Lord put it on my heart.
Bless the Lord.
I was working every other weekend. And the older you get, the harder it is to stay up, work all night Saturday night, and stay up all day Sunday, and then go back in and work all night Sunday night. And I prayed about it probably 6 months. And the opportunity came, and I went part-time first of this year, which means no more weekends. And I could go to church every Sunday and Wednesday night. And I just want to thank the Lord for that. And I haven't been able to miss one dime of it.
Amen,
so sure. That's just the goodness of the Lord.
If you
put your faith and trust in the Lord.
Amen.
And now this
yes.
year today,
thank you.
Two more mothers of real small children. What part time? Well, they give their job up altogether to stay at home with their child. And y'all pray for those two that the Lord will see fit.
Amen, so sure.
And that they'll provide for them. And they give up careers that they put thousands of dollars in.
Mm-hmm. Bless you, Lord.
To get the degree that they have. It's like both of them got a master's degree in management and they're RNs, but they went on to management. But it closed my heart when
bless
I said that. I was willing to give that up.
Amen.
Stay home.
Amen. Raise their children. Amen. Wise decision. All right, anybody else today, Marty? Amen, brother. Bless you. Yeah. Amen, brother Marty. Woo. Yeah. Yeah, brother. Amen. We'll try to get it out there. Brother Marty. Amen, brother. Amen. He should have been here. Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Bless you, brother Marty. Hey, my dad's here this morning. He's had a birthday this week. He's 89 years old.
Yeah. Amen.
Young, ever how you want to say that. Yeah. Not too many things he gets excited about, but he gets excited when his birthday gets close. You sing happy birthday to him?
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. God bless you and keep you. Happy birthday to you.
Many more.
Thank you. All right. Turn around and shake somebody. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You help yourself, my brother.
I'm not a member of this church.
Bless
him. My Lord.
Bless him.
We travel all across this country.
Bless him.
And churches are dying out.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful for you.
Bless him,
and for
Lord.
What you stand for. Do not take this for granted.
Right? Yeah.
It's not everywhere.
You're right, brother. Amen. We know that.
And this world, it's wrapping up, but it's not over yet.
Bless him, Lord.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Bless him,
and
Father.
Keep serving.
Yeah. Amen. Except the Lord build a house.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.